In this bulletin, reckless and selfish. A senior government minister criticises Australians taking part in Black Lives Matter protests. Health officials concerned about the potential for another coronavirus outbreak after Saturday's nationwide rallies. And fallout as the NRL admits match officials made the wrong call on a forward pass ruling that cost Manly their game against Parramatta. With the latest SBS News, I'm Bila Kwan. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says he stands by his comments that Australians who attended the Black Lives Matter protests are selfish and reckless for participating in large gatherings during the COVID-19 pandemic. 20,000 people marched in Sydney and crowds rallied in Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide and some regional cities and towns on Saturday, despite COVID-19 public health warnings. Minister Cormann says it's important the same restrictions apply to everyone.
It is absolutely reckless and irresponsible, and it shouldn't be happening. I mean, how do we say to a businessman that he's not allowed to open in order to help us help us slow down or suppress the spread of the virus? But we're going to have tens of thousands of people gather like they have on the East Coast. I mean, there is a complete and utter double standard here.
Opposition Indigenous Australian spokeswoman Linda Burney says Mr. Cormann's remarks are tone deaf.
I hope that he understands, as does his party, that there is a real issue in this country about the equality and about the social justice outcomes for First Australians.
Meanwhile, New South Wales police has charged two men following the Black Lives Matter protests in Sydney. As police attempted to move people through Central Station after the rally, some people allegedly became aggressive, with a 21-year-old man accused of becoming violent. Acting New South Wales Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon says pepper spray was used as officers from the riot squad intervened.
I certainly believe there are groups that attend those types of protests with an interest to incite police and try to cause violence. Police acted professionally throughout the afternoon, and again, I say at Central Police Station they acted professionally and took the appropriate action. Where it is found that other offences are committed, they will continue to be investigated and persons will be put before the court.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says he's concerned about the risk of a coronavirus outbreak after the nationwide rallies on Saturday. He urged those with symptoms to get tested.
What is the chance of a group of 10,000 or 20,000 having someone who was infectious in there? It's certainly more than being evenly spaced away from a small group of 5 or 10 or 20, as is our current recommendations in most states.
A 6-year-old boy is among three people who have died in a massive house fire at a central Victorian holiday house. A Victorian police spokesman says the cause of the fire is still being determined and a crime scene has been established at the house on Cunninghams Road in Tyack, north of Melbourne. It took firefighters about 2 hours to bring the fire under control. 11 people are being treated in hospital and 2 others remain missing. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says a fatal car crash that killed 4 teenagers is a tragedy. The stolen vehicle they were travelling in crashed in the Townsville suburb of Garbutt in the early hours of this morning. The driver of the car has been taken to hospital and is in a stable condition. Glenn Poynting from Queensland Police says the incident has been heartbreaking for the families and first responders.
Any event like this is a tragedy, you know, and we don't like going to these incidents, and it's a tragedy for the children involved and it's a tragedy for their families, and it's also confronting to first responders who attend these incidents, whether it be police, fire, ambulance, everyone involved.
A 5-year-old boy is drowned in a boat capsizing off the south coast of New South Wales. The boat capsized near Bully Point last night. A 23-year-old man and a 31-year-old man were rescued about 1 hour and 40 minutes after the capsizing. New South Wales Police say officers are now looking for the last person left unaccounted for from the boat, a 28-year-old man. And in sport, Manly Sea Eagles coach Des Hasler wants to speak with NRL referees boss Bernard Sutton over the interpretation of the new 6-again policy. Concerned the game could become less competitive. The Sea Eagles suffered a 19-16 loss to the Parramatta Eels, with the NRL's head of football, Graham Ainslie, later confirming the Sea Eagles had been wrongly denied a try. Hasler says it's important that the inconsistencies with the six-again rulings are resolved. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny 23. Adelaide, sunny 14. Melbourne, morning fog 13. Hobart, partly cloudy 13. Canberra, morning frost, mostly sunny 14. In Wollongong, shower or 2 17. Showers also for Sydney and Newcastle, a top of 17. Brisbane, mostly sunny 22. Cairns, possible shower 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny 32. This is SBS News.